Here's a thought about camera ergonomics. I had a terrific little camera that was so cute. It was so portable. I loved everything about that camera, except that one damn button that I was constantly pressing accidentally that caused frustration and many a missed shot opportunity. I seriously thought about super gluing the button in position so that it couldn't accidentally get pressed, but that seemed rather extreme. So I tried. For years I owned this camera. I tried to remember, to force myself to adapt to the camera and use the button the way the manufacturer had intended the button to be used, but it just didn't work for me. It was one of those buttons that basically had a ring, and you could rotate the ring to achieve different functions. But if you pressed, then it achieved the wrong function. So you could rotate it over to the left and then accidentally press it along the way, and you would get the wrong function to come up. And I got so frustrated with it that I finally just sold it with prejudice. I was happy that it was gone. And even though it made great pictures, and even though the rest of the camera I thought was beautifully designed, that one misplaced, misbehaving button caused irrevocable divorce. Interestingly enough, it also, however, taught me, I think, a valuable lesson, and that is to pay more attention to camera ergonomics than I do technical specifications. I would much rather use a camera that fits me and that is comfortable and that the buttons are in the right places and that they have the right resistance than a few extra megapixels here or there or a faster burst speed or some other technology improvement that camera manufacturers seem to think are so important. They are, but I just want the buttons to be functional without getting in the way, without frustrating me. My current cameras have what I think is a very neat feature, and that is, if I choose to invoke it, I can lock the buttons so that if I accidentally press them, they don't do anything. Why don't all cameras have a button lock function? And the one thing I wish my button lock function had was the ability to program which buttons got locked, but it doesn't. I can turn the lock off and on, but I can't tell it which buttons I want to turn off and on. It's the ones the manufacturers have decided need to be locked or unlocked for ergonomic reasons. I use that feature. I use it a lot. And it's way better than not being able to turn off a really stupid button that doesn't work the way we want it to work or that is too easy to push accidentally. So we're getting there. But I have a feeling this is one of the primary reasons that manufacturers should be encouraged to do more consumer feedback surveys and to pay more attention to actual photographers in the field and what frustrates them about cameras, rather than letting the engineers do all the engineering.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.